CBDonline.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360khnc.com/shop.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thober. Governor Jared Polis wants to pay students to get tested for COVID weekly. He's hoping that $5 to $25 a week will entice students and parents to get on board with regular testing and would allow this school year to go all year uninterrupted.
So it's regular surveillance testing. It's like what the Broncos did. We now have it available starting in early September for every kid in Colorado.
That program would be paid for with federal funds. U.S. regulators announced yesterday that transplant recipients, those with certain cancers, and others with severely weakened immune systems can get an extra dose of the Pfizer or Moderna COVID-19 vaccines to better protect them as the Delta variant continues to surge. Several other countries have similar recommendations. Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon is on track to reopen one lane of traffic each way this Saturday, but there could be delays as they continue to remove debris from mudslides and repair what Governor Jared Polis called the pothole from hell. Right now, dry weather is key to staying on that timeline. Two Colorado counties are getting access to expanded broadband.
Delta and Montrose counties are getting that major web boost. The utility company serving both has received a $10.5 million grant from the Federal Agriculture Department to lay new fiber optic cable directly to a lot of local homes and businesses. The new network will give thousands access to true high-speed internet for the first time. It's been getting local recognition as a priority.
When the pandemic really kicked in and there were all these people that needed to work from home and their kids needed to be connected.
So many kiddos in our district live so far out from the center of any community that it really was a struggle.
The funded service area of Montrose and Delta counties will include about 2,500 homes, three schools, and more than 200 businesses and farms. I'm Jim Williams.
The drought we're in will mean early fall colors this year. Peak colors should happen as early as mid-September up at high elevations. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
The first bet on Caesars Sportsbook app is up to $5,000 risk-free, people. When I told my team about the idea, they said I was being too wonderful and magnificent. But I don't care how awesome this makes me, I'm doing this for the people. So just download the app and that first bet is up to $5,000 risk-free. Caesar made an app for the people, people.
Must be 21. Offer valid in Colorado only and for new players. Paid in bet credits. Terms and conditions apply. See Caesars.com/promos. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-522-4700.
American Financing is the lender you want on your side when it comes to buying a home. From custom home loans to competitive rates and everything in between, you can trust them to find you the best deal. They're local to Colorado, and they partner with some of the best real estate agents around. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you. And still the government won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning. Don't mind that, I'm protected cause I made this hat
from aluminum foil.
Foil,
where I had this foil lined in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar. Seems a little crazy, but someday I'll prove there's a big conspiracy.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Friday. You made it to Friday. Good for you. It's been, oh yeah, a little more trying as we go through the collapse that we're experiencing. Today's topic, oh, I should introduce myself, shouldn't I? You don't know who I am. I'm Glenn Tate, the co-host here on KM of a show called Prepping 2.0 that is a preparedness-minded show. Talk about a variety of topics, and the 2.0 signifies that beans, bullets, and Band-Aids sort of topics, and we get into some more advanced, intermediate-level sort of things. But that doesn't mean if you're a beginner, you can't get a lot out of the show. I co-host that show. Wife, Shelby Gallagher, who cannot be with us here, but I have my separate show, which I love and thank KHNC for, which is the Friday edition of the Open Forum. And if you want to learn more about Prepping 2.0, go to our website. We have all the archives. We have 145 episodes. Jeez, this started off as a podcast, started off as a lark. It's like, we should do a podcast. How hard could it be? And now we're up to 145. And that email, or not email, that web address is prepping2-0.com is the way to go to the Prepping 2.0 website, see all the archives, see all the old episodes. And I always like to let folks know what the topic is so they can decide if they want to spend an hour listening, because your time is valuable, and I appreciate you listening, and I only want to give you information and a wee bit of entertainment if that is what you would like to hear. See, we're big fans here in HNC of letting people make their own choices. I know it's a shocking concept here in America. Anyway, today's topic is disunion, State of the Disunion Address. I will be giving a State of the Disunion Address, and I have about 12 personal experiences, and they're all mixed in the order in which I wrote them down, and I think that'll be presentation that goes from topic to topic, because you know what? This is a conversation. Let you know some things that I've seen this week alone. I wasn't kidding when I said the weeks seem to get a little tougher. Every week it seems like we go more and more down the rat hole. And by the way, in the end segment, we're going to have a positive segment and tie it all together, and there's actually positivity in all of this, but I'm going to give you the State of the Disunion Address. So, that is the migration of folks. Shelby and I are examples of that. In fact, right now, she's in Montana where we're moving to, unpacking a 26 truck full of stuff. You're asking yourself, oh, and I'm here in Washington State where we are moving from. You're asking yourself, kind of man are you? I mean, how can you possibly, like, sit around in a comfy air-conditioned room and do a radio show while your wife is laboring away in a moving van? That's an excellent question. And I think I have a pretty excellent answer. For those new listeners who don't know, I'm on, and I get winded walking. I'm at the treatment schedule. The last scheduled treatment is Tuesday of next week. This stuff is cumulative. These horrible chemicals are cumulative, and the effects are getting more and more pronounced as we go on, and so I'm extremely fatigued. But that doesn't stop me from doing this show because I love the show. This show energizes me. You guys don't even know. You're sitting there listening, our home, listening terrestrial-wise, you know, with real radio waves, and you're thinking, Glenn Tate guy. You do. By me doing this show, I get energized. Anyway, that's why I'm not helping her. But back to the topic of blue state, red state migration. So we've the KHNC shows and a lot of the Prepping 2.0 shows on this just huge phenomenon of people moving from blue states to red states. Well, guess what? Now we have an example, and I think this is fascinating, and it shows the disunion of our union, right? The disunion of America. There is a day about a super left-wing guy in Vermont. He's going to move crazy Vermont. You know Vermont when you think of New England comes to mind, and of course Vermont comes to mind. Vermont's too conservative because he's surrounded by white supremacy. I never really thought of Vermont as a hotbed of white supremacy, but apparently in this guy's mind it is, and he says that there are all these people, the assault rifle people, he calls them, who are big bullies and go and target practice on their guns, you know, with their guns, you know, far away, hear the noise, and it's just too much for him. He just can't handle it. It's just too much. So he's going to move to a awful, awful conservative Vermont. Now, I bring this up because this really shows the country's divide. Not only are people in blue states going to red states, and you could say, whatever, it's lower taxes, maybe it's less regulation. They don't have some grand political thing in mind. It's not like they're fleeing tyranny in blue states and going to freedom in conservative states. Oh, yeah, it is. It is not just about taxes, you guys. It's about living in a free place, and Montana is definitely a free place. And I bring up the example of the Vermont guy, who obviously, let's be honest, I'm not making fun of him, but I got to say this, he's mentally ill. If he thinks Vermont is a hotbed of white supremacy and that the assault rifle people are just, like, waiting around the corner to, like, shoot him or something, which is kind of the impression you get when you read the story, he's obviously mentally ill. But the fact that blue staters, and I don't know how many, and I suspect not many, to be very honest with you. It would be a better story if I said it was millions of people. Blue staters going, or leaving blue states to go to bluer states, that means the country's dissolving. It's falling apart. People are taking the effort and the money to move because of politics, and that's significant. Stick around. We got more.
Come on, man. You own a business in Northern Colorado, and you haven't called us to get your business in front of our fiercely loyal audience? We're giving businesses free radio interviews, over 100-plus commercials a month during the primetime hours, reaching thousands of people a day, several times a day. Be smart. Don't be unintelligent. Call Bucky at 970-825-9305. We could start growing your business and making some real money fast. Call Bucky at 970-825-9305.
Eat a cow, cause it's good for you. Eat a cow, it's a thing that goes.
Back the truck up. Where are you going to get 10% off 20 pounds or more of Chuck Short Ribs? Meat America, locally raised, dry-aged beef. Call 970-759-9217 or go to meatamericainc@gmail.com. That's M-E-E-T, americainc@gmail.com. Back the truck up.
Look at all the cows in the slaughterhouse yard. Gotta hit them in the head, gotta hit them real hard. First you gotta clean it, then the butcher cuts it up, throws it on a scale, throws an eyeball in a cup.
and get 10% off of 20 pounds or more of Chuck Short Ribs. Once again, 10% off 20 pounds or more of Chuck Short Ribs right now at 970-759-9217 and meetamericainc@gmail.com.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. The Friday edition of the Open Forum on KHNC 1360 AM. I am Glenn Tate, your host of this show, and today's topic is State of the Disunion. That's right, we're going to do a State of the Disunion address and describe all the things going on. These are current events, things that happened this week that point to this country falling apart. And by the way, and we'll get into this in the positive segment at the very end, it's not the end of the world, you guys. It just means you need to be cognizant of what's going on and plan accordingly. There are ways to prepare for all of this, very simple, reasonable, you know, low-cost ways. And you just need to understand what's coming. So when you see the signs in your own life, if you haven't seen them already, which would be hard to do, you can know what's going on. And you got, you know, your mind is in the right place. You're ready for some pretty big changes that I'm certain are coming. So, item number one was the guy in Vermont who needed to leave and go to a bluer state. And my whole point was the blues and the reds are migrating to states that more suit them. And that's really unusual in this country. So on that same topic, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I'm just going to go through the topics as I wrote them down. No particular, you know, order to this. But this one fits in nice with the Vermont thing. We had a neighbor, as we were packing a couple days ago, come by and get some chairs that we were giving away. And she said, "Where are you guys going?" We said, "Montana. We're leaving Washington State, going to Montana." And she said, "You know, you guys are the third family today that I've talked to who says they're moving to Montana." Think about that. That's pretty rare. And then yesterday, I had conversations with six separate people in one day who told me they were planning or hoping to move from Blue Washington to Red Idaho or Red Montana. Now, in fairness, some of these conversations were from me calling up folks that I hadn't talked to in a while and saying, "Hey, just to let you know, moving to Montana." So we had a reason to talk about this topic. It's not like six people like knocked on my door and randomly said this. I don't want to exaggerate, but I think that's pretty significant. There you have it. Well, here's another thing going on that I just think is fabulous and is another sign that things are not normal in this country and that we're in a state of disunion, and that is the awesome governor of Florida, the awesome governor, Ron DeSantis. He's trying to withhold the paychecks for teachers or school administrators who are imposing a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate at the schools, despite Florida law, which says there will be neither of those two things. So if you break Florida law, which does not allow a mask or vaccine mandates, Ron DeSantis wants your pay to be withheld. That's a bold move, you guys. I know it seems principle, like if you in your business or you at your workplace completely violated the rules, there would be like consequence, but in government never happens. The fact that he's even talking about this, I think, is really, really out of the ordinary. I've never heard of such a thing happening, you know, in decades of either being in government or monitoring government or suing government. This is just really, really rare. And so I wanted to say gold star for you, Mr. DeSantis, Governor DeSantis. That is a really, really great thing you're doing. But my point is more that it shows state of disunion. Here's another thing. I talk a lot about Washington State, and I know that most of you listening don't live in Washington State. But the point is this. I Washington State things, and a lot of what's happening in Washington State is happening in Colorado. So a lot of the things I talk about are either happening in Colorado or they're about to happen in Colorado. This is amazing. Seattle, as you know, the summer of love last year, you remember when the city was on fire and people were pulling people out of cars and shooting them in the face and all of that kind of stuff, the summer of love that it was. Seattle has defunded the police and imposed all kinds of restrictions on the police. And shockingly, they have a explosion of homeless drug dealing, drug using, prostitution, that whole world. Shockingly, they have a spike in that. Who saw that coming? That's so crazy. Well, here's why it matters. In Seattle, the schools, elementary schools and all that, open up in a week or two. And there is apparently a homeless, giant homeless encampment with tons of petty theft and drug use and needles lying around and some pretty shocking, I saw some of the videos, some pretty shocking prostitution stuff that's disgusting and gross, right across the street from an elementary school. So the Seattle School District doesn't know what to do. What are we going to do? Can we even open school with this, you know, drug crime, prostitution, carnival going on across the street, or what? And you know what? Sorry, Seattle School District. People like you, the liberals in Seattle, you created this problem. You created this problem. It's not like Republicans have any power within the city of Seattle. It's not. You can't blame it on them. So you created this problem, and now what are we going to do? I'll tell you what they're going to do. Prediction. And I wrote a bunch of prepper fiction novels 10 years ago that, if you don't mind me saying, accurately, down to some detail in some cases, predicted exactly what's going on. So I kind of have an eye for this. Prediction. The Seattle School Teachers Union will say, it's not safe for our teachers. They don't give a, oh, I almost said a bad word, they don't give a hoot about the kids. It's their, you know, their teachers and staff. It's unsafe. So we're going to have to shut this school down, and all these kids are going to have to go learn online. So the kids will end up sitting in front of computer screens, not interacting with their peers, which is kind of a big deal, especially in elementary school, middle school, I guess, in particular. And so once again, the kids are going to take the hit. You know, the kids lose, teachers union is going to win, and the city politicians that created all of this have no accountability whatsoever. It's not like there's going to be an uprising and people in Seattle are going to start voting for Republicans. That's absolutely impossible. It's never going to happen. So this is a classic, you made your bed, you can lie in it too. And I just thought it was such great illustration of how messed up things are in places like Seattle. I wouldn't be surprised if this kind of nonsense happened in Denver, to be quite honest. I don't have an example for you in Denver, but probably by next year, with the way things are deteriorating, you'll probably have a similar situation like this. Oh, the one thing that's not being considered is actually moving people out of the homeless camps and cleaning it up. That's the one thing that's off the table. But moving kids around and making them sit in their homes for 23 hours a day and calling that school, yeah, that's on the table, but not moving these. Ladies and gentlemen, another thing going on, and this is great, another example of sort of extreme political events that are completely unusual and unprecedented, really, and they're all happening now, this week, by the way. And any one of these things, if it happened in the past, it would be like, wow, I've never heard of that, or that hasn't happened for the last 50 years. And now it's like the daily press clippings. It's like the daily Texas Democrats the Texas legislative Democrats who fled Texas to go to D.C., everyone's heard about them. First of all, the governor has signed actually the Speaker of the House, technically, for all of them. And that is amazing. That has never happened to my knowledge. And I've actually been government causes. I'm familiar with the legislature. Don't tell anyone, I actually represented the Washington State Legislature in a case with this stuff. And I'm telling you, this has never happened before. And that was shocking. Here's what got Texas Democrats who fled and are now subject to arrest, because it's in the Texas state constitution. This is no surprise. It's not like, you know, the evil Texas Republicans made up something and issued these arrest warrants for, like, littering or something like that. I mean, this is in the state constitution. Anyway, those Texas Democrats are suing. Of course. Why wouldn't you? They're suing Texas Republicans, saying that they're being targeted and that these arrests are illegal, and that the Texas Democrats who fled to prevent a quorum, obviously, that's why they fled, so that no voting can take place. Yeah, the Texas legislature is completely shut down because these guys took off. That they're just being arrested because of their political views, and their political views are it's okay to leave in violation of Texas law and prevent the legislature from voting on a bill that they're about to lose, which is the election bill in Texas, which makes voting easier and more accountable and less susceptible to fraud. And the Democrats say, heck no, we're willing to risk arrest to prevent a law that going into effect that actually reduces voter fraud. We love voter fraud. That's how we got here. Are you kidding me? We can't get rid of voter fraud. I know that was pretty interesting. Here's one, and I often talk about water. Assuming you work in a place that has a water cooler, a lot of offices do, a lot of shops do, you know, some small businesses do. So if you have a water cooler and people just hanging out, they're not really political, they're just sort of talking about stuff, right, and interesting things. Here's a water cooler topic for you, and it involves fish. A California fish biologist person wrote a paper in whatever, Fish Biology Illustrated or whatever periodical it is that you put such scholarly fish biology papers. And I don't know if it's a he or a she or a gender-neutral pronoun. I don't know what it is. The person, the liberal, wrote this and said that when fish biologists talk about trash fish, you know, fish that are kind of like, they're not edible. Don't really add anything. They're just kind of garbage fish, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, minnows or something like that, trash fish, you get the picture. The use of the term trash fish is white supremacy. Not, you shouldn't be nice to the fish and not call them trash. That would be not exactly understandable, but it would sort of be within the realm of goofy liberalness. No, white supremacy is what it drives fish biologists to call other fish trash. Yeah, and the reason I put, say, reason with mock air quotes, is that fish biology has been an almost exclusively a white male occupation, profession, field, whatever. And so when they use derogatory terms, that's white supremacy. And that the fish biologist, the communist fish biologist who was writing this, said that the rest of fish biology people need to focus on, wait for it, diversity of fishes. You know, like when you've got, say, trout, and there's some predator fish that's just going to eat all the trout, and that would be diverse, letting the predators in with the fish that you actually want. That's diversity when it comes to fish biology. So if you refer to fish, maybe it's carp or whatever it is where you are, as trash fish or garbage fish, you, sir or madam, are officially a white supremacist. So hang your head in shame. Go take your white robe. Clearly you're a Klans member if you use the term trash fish. You're clearly just a white supremacist monster. Take your white KKK robe and, like, throw it in the garbage and repent, because you're a white supremacist by using that term. And another thing that is indicative, emblematic of this, is Illinois, who's a complete disaster, a guy named Dick Durbin, because apparently he's American views, Dick Durbin said that Donald Trump's post-election acting up to a coup. Well, that's dumb on a variety of levels that you already know. Here's what I glean in my State of the Disunion address list of show topics for today. Psychological phenomenon called projecting. It's really simple. You've seen it in your lives. You've seen people do this. You know what it is. It's when people that have bad intentions claim everybody else has bad intentions. They're basically taking their badness and projecting it onto others. When we come back, we're going to talk about Dick Durbin projecting. It's his guys that led a coup, and we're living through it right now.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
We're all doing a lot. A lot of swiping, streaming, watching, scrolling, double tapping, emoji picking, and social media stalking. A lot of nothing. You're probably scrolling right now. While we believe a certain red heart is giving us life, we're neglecting the one that actually does. Let's take a stand against sitting. Let's care more about strolling than scrolling. Let's take charge of our health. Let's make moves together, starting now. Visit heart.org/make moves.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. If you're serious in bringing today's injustices to resolve, understanding, of course, that justice guards our liberties, there's only two places in which to bring you, the Bible and the U.S. Constitution. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of the home you want being bought by somebody else. In this red-hot market of multiple offers, at above the listing price, you need an edge. Having a pre-approval letter from the town group is almost like cash in your hand to move your offer to the front of the line. Even if you're self-employed or don't otherwise fit neatly inside the box, the three sisters at the town group know how to get you approved. And fast. After all, the town group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day with your pre-approval letter from the town group. Get your offer accepted on that house you want before someone else grabs it. Call 844-THINK-YES before these historically low interest rates move. Call 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES.
The town group at United American Mortgage, NMLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval, some restrictions may apply.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls and a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls and a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls and a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Won't forget what it's
like inside his cave. This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Join me every Sunday, 9 to 11 a.m., for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church on the new 1360 KHNC.
Real, so listen up, y'all, because this is how I feel.
I won't back up, I don't back down. I've been raised up to stand my ground. Take my job, but not my guns. Tax my check till I ain't got none. Good Lord up above, I answer to no one.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Friday edition on Where Else? KHNC. What frequency was that again? 1360 AM. You're listening to this edition with your host, Glenn Tate, and I'm going through the State of the Disunion Address, and I'm giving you examples of things that happened this week, either in the news or in my own life, that show this country is coming apart at the seams. And again, it's not the end of the world, you guys. It's not something to be feared. It's a reality that when you listen to people like me and other folks on KHNC, you're going to understand the warning signs of it. You're going to understand what processes are in place. For our Canadian listeners, that would be processes that are in place. And you're going to understand what's going on. And so when these big changing events happen, these completely seemingly out of the ordinary, where did that come from kind of things happen, you're and everyone around you is freaking out, right? Because they've never thought of this kind of stuff. I mean, of course there are 50 states. Of course all the states get along. Of course everybody in America loves each other and on everybody's on the same page. Of course they are. They seem to be thinking. You'll be ahead of the curve, and you'll be able to understand what's going on, not be emotional, and then make some really rational decisions. I don't get paid by Patriot Trading Group. I'm a customer just like a bunch of you are. I get absolutely no benefit out of this. I'll tell you this, one of the best ways to prepare is to have some gold and silver, some U.S. hallmarked coins, and leave it at that. But that's the kind of preparation we're talking about, rational, thoughtful preparation, and not the freaking out that people around you will be doing. They're going to be really dangerous when they're freaking out, too. They're going to be really dangerous. Do you have toilet paper? You stock up on toilet paper? You better give me some toilet paper. They're going to, I'm not even kidding. I know that sounds funny right now, but that's what it's going to be. It's what it is everywhere when this happens, everywhere in the world. Argentina, Bosnia, it's how these things go. Human beings are human beings, no matter where they are in the world. They all act the same under the same conditions, for the most part. We were talking about Dick Durbin, a senator, U.S. senator from Illinois, who said Trump's post-election actions were leading up to a coup. Ooh, scary, leading up to a coup. And I was talking about the psychological phenomenon, easily understood, and I'm sure you've experienced it in your own life, of projection. And that would be, for example, when somebody, let's say you work with somebody and they're embezzling money. And they're out sitting there going, hey, I think you might be embezzling money. And you're saying, what are you talking about? That's crazy. No, I think maybe you are. And you know what I mean? When people are guilty and doing bad things, the human mind feels soothed and comforted by accusing other people of doing what the bad person is doing. Well, I think it's a projection 100%. You know, Dick Durbin's been in the Senate for like 100,000 years. I mean, he's a complete swamp creature. When the left-wing swamp creatures start talking about a coup, well, you know why they're talking that way? Because they're the ones that did it. The regime we have, the Biden-Harris regime, I'm not calling it an administration, fraud was so obvious, it doesn't even merit conversation or discussion, because you all know it's obvious. Biden is not really the president, and Harris is not really the president. If law were followed, and it wasn't, on a magnificently horrific scale, it was not followed. So, you know what I call it when people take power unlawfully? I call that a coup. And I think the Democrats are the ones that have pulled the coup off. Now, it's a soft coup. I mean, they're not out, you know, executing all Trump supporters or anything. Most coups, most places in the world, that's what happens. So I'm not saying this is a coup like in, you know, Liberia or Yemen or something like that. No, I'm not saying that. I don't have to exaggerate to make my point. I can just point to facts to make my point. It's a great position to be in. We conservatives have that advantage. Anyway, so Dick Durbin is projecting. Here's another thing that I saw that I found really interesting, and I think he will too. There was one of those many lists, top 10 places to retire, you know, those kinds of things. And this one was specifically top 10 places for baby boomers to retire. I don't know why it's focused on baby boomers. I don't think there's anything about baby boomers in this survey that, you know, is unique to baby boomers. But anyway, that's what it was called. And it ranked all these places, and I was like, oh, I kind of expect the 10 worst places to be all these blue states with these really high taxes and really high crime rates and all that other stuff. Oh, no. Montana made the list, so did Alabama, by the way, of the worst places to retire. Do you know why? The rankings, the way they did the numbers, a third of the points for the ranking went to, quote, culture. So apparently, if there are a lot of museums and operas and, I don't know, whatever else culture is, I honestly, I'm not even kidding, I don't know. I mean, I wear cowboy boots. I'm driving a 1998 Dodge 2500 four-wheel drive pickup right now. That's the big fancy pants lawyer's, you know, vehicle. Is a 25 year old pickup truck. Runs fine, by the way. It's a great truck. Can haul a whole lot of stuff over the passes to Montana. So, culture. And I started thinking about it, and I thought, really? This is fabulous, and here's why. If culture, whatever that means, and I really do think, I'm in being serious for a moment, I really do think they're talking about like museums and stuff like that, like Denver. You've got all kinds of museums and operas and everything else, so Denver must be a paradise to retire in, way better than, say, I don't know, Weld County, according to these people, because Weld County, to my knowledge, I'm making a guess. Actually, I have no knowledge of any kind. It's a complete guess. Guesses and knowledges would be opposites of each other. Weld County probably doesn't have an opera, and Weld County probably doesn't have any museums. Maybe stuff like, you know, Pioneer Museum or something like that, but it's not museums of ghastly modern art, which are just blobs of garbage and just painting randomly on a canvas, and people say, oh, that's so brilliant. Here's $2 million. I need this for my home. That kind of culture, if that's important to you, by all means, live in Denver, live in Seattle, live in San Francisco, live in L.A. By all means, please, I encourage you to live elsewhere, because if that's really important to you, hey, freedom is free, and you should go, and you should follow your dreams, and go to the opera every night if that's what you want to do. But the idea that a lack of so-called culture can drag down a place on the rankings and be a terrible place to retire, not many people in this country care about opera, and just about everyone, especially retirees, care about little things like taxes and like good medical care and good roads and all of these other things. Crime's a big deal if you're older, especially if you're older. It's a big deal to everybody. But I just found that so close-minded and silly. But back to the reason it's good news. All the libs that love opera will stay in opera towns and not move out to Weld County. And Weld County can prosper without having a bunch of left-wing goofballs living there. Isn't that good news? That is good news. When we come back, we're going to talk about some more stuff involving labor shortages and corporate bureaucracy that used to not exist and now makes you say to yourself, I miss America. That's what we're talking about.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
The creation of the cell phone has been an incredible technological advancement with many conveniences, but at the same time has become the largest tracking device the world has ever seen, and destroys any privacies you think you may have. At any given time, multiple governmental agencies can be listening to your cell phone calls or intercepting your texts or emails. Because of this invasion of privacy, the Defense Enabling Assistance Framework created DEF Protection that keeps your personal and digital cell phone information protected. To learn more, visit us at DEFProtection.com. That's DEFProtection.com. Make sure your calls, texts, and emails are protected at all times during transmission.
Hi, folks. Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks for listening to my show each weekday from 7 till 9 a.m. Have you heard how much KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies, has grown? Got a new lineup, big signal, and rapidly growing audience. So, if you own a business and would like to reach a conservative, patriotic Northern Colorado audience in a very affordable way, contact my buddies, my friends at KHNC, 970-587-5003, or email them at ontheair@khnc.net. That's 970-587-5003. Tell them Brian Kilmeade sent you.
as you rush to the Costco, I say don't hold your breath. You'll find on every aisle that there really ain't nothing left. I've been hoarding and prepping so long that all my neighbors used to say my mind was gone. Whatever the disaster, man, I got it covered. You thought pandemics and earthquakes and war was unheard of. I used to be the guy you're mocking, but now we're talking. I'm a wise man who built his house upon the rock. Hate to say I told you so, but I gotta gloat. Always knew it for myself, you thought it was a joke, fool. Used to call me names, now I'm the guy you wanna be like. Took a month of Taekwondo, so I'm ready for a street fight. Made fun of most my life, now I'm in a prepper's paradise. Thought I was wrong, so you rolled the dice, but I'm in a prepper's paradise. Why you need all that beans and rice? Man, I'm in a prepper's paradise. Said I was weird, now you want advice. Living in a prepper's paradise.
Ah, yes, indeed, a prepper's paradise. That would be the Prepping 2.0 show, which is here on KHNC Saturdays at 9 o'clock. And you can also get the archives and past episodes and a bunch of other fun stuff at the podcast website, which is prepping2-0.com. Prepping2-0.com. Highly recommend you listen to some of the older shows. We've been putting out some good stuff, and is it because my wife and I are brilliant? No, it's not at all because of that. It's because we have really cool guests. One of our best guests was Dan, the food industry CEO. He's actually a very high-level corporate guy with a gigantic food company, I don't know, empire, whatever it is. It's huge. And he knows, and he's a prepper, he's a Christian, and he knows what's coming, and he knows why, and he can articulate it, and he speaks to us with a fake name because he doesn't want to get caught by his company. And he describes, first of all, he predicted, excuse me, geez Louise, there's a chemo cough, we call it. Dries out like your throat, and it's terrible. I started to cough on the radio like that, my apologies. But Dan, the food industry guy, he predicted all this stuff that was going to come, and he told us why. And that's the part that I really like. I mean, anybody can say, there's going to be food shortages, there's going to be higher prices. Okay, good to know. I mean, yes. But learning why is fascinating, absolutely fascinating. You want to talk about water cooler talk. Dan, the food industry guy, is going to give you water cooler talk topics and information. Anyway, that's all at prepping2-0.com. He was on probably a month ago, gave an update, and folks, it's going to get worse. We're just seeing the warm-up now. It's going to get worse. Food prices are just out of control, and they're in the pipeline of being out of control, and you're going to see it here in a few weeks and months. You're already seeing it. Anyway, this isn't about Dan, the food industry guy, but that's just an example of some of the intermediate-level prepping topics we talk about on Prepping 2.0, as opposed to, like, keep fresh batteries in your flashlight. Oh, okay, I'll do that, but I'm really interested in why pork has gone up 39%. Anyway, here's another example, and this is a personal example, not a headline, of the state of the disunion, and I want to take everybody far back in time, far back in history. Are you ready to go way back to a month ago? A month ago. Here in the very remote part of Western Washington that I live in, bank, and I'm going to name the bank because they're not an advertiser or anything like that, and KHNC is not exactly pro-big bank, right? It's U.S. Bank. I don't know if they have them in Colorado. They have them along the West Coast. U.S. Bank, very friendly, fully staffed lobby here. You know, there were always people that knew your name and could help you, and it was a pleasant experience, I got to be honest. And I remember thinking, cool, I mean, this is a big corporate bank. I can't believe that they're actually, you know, pulling this off, being nice and everything, but okay, I'll take it. So something changed, and it was tied to, in our state, our blue state, the blue governor has announced that we're going to have a second round of mask mandates, and he's requiring all healthcare workers and state employees and municipal employees to be vaccinated. And, you know, for the Delta variant, there's going to be variants for the next 10,000 years of this virus, by the way. It's how viruses work. My only science training is high school biology, and I actually remember that being one of the things, and it makes sense why it would be. You know, the Spanish flu variations we're still dealing with. It's called the flu. It's called the cold. It's called, you're not going to die. I mean, anyway, I digress. So right along with the new crackdown on all these things, all of a sudden, my U.S. bank closed the lobby. And all those nice people that work there suddenly aren't there anymore. There is, and I kid you not, one teller at the drive-thru. And that's it for this entire banking operation. Now, why does this matter? I'll tell you why it matters. Because 2 days ago, I had to close on a house. And I had to wire $500,000 to my title company. Or I don't get this house in Montana that I had to fight to get, and to try to replace it would be very, very hard to do. Houses go in 4 hours, all cash offers in Montana. So when you get a place, yeah, it's a big deal. So I am a pretty organized and prepared guy, and so I start working on this very routine thing, like wiring money. Now, when I say routine, it's not like I'm like sending $500,000 out every day because I'm like, you know, Richie Rich or something like that. I'm just saying wire transfers to title companies to buy houses is a thing that happens every single day all over the country. So, given that the lobby is closed and there's a sign on the door that says you can make an appointment for, you know, come in the lobby, I'm like, oh, okay, that sounds cool. So I try calling the number. They don't answer. And they don't answer. Now, we've dealt with this about a month earlier. Those of you who remember the rant I did, I tried to get into the lobby to cash a check that had to be cashed in a lobby for a variety of reasons that don't matter. Well, it's a long story. It doesn't matter. So I knew that this law started ahead. No one would answer the phone. Notice I'm not saying that they wouldn't schedule an appointment. I couldn't even get an appointment. So let me recap. This bank requires you to go to a lobby to wire money, especially that amount of money, which is fair, by the way. They've got like a special computer that wires money or whatever it is. I don't even know. To wire $500,000. Damn reasonable. Well, here's the part that's problematic. They won't let you go to the lobby to wire money. You know what you call it when somebody has $500,000 and they won't give it to you? It's called theft. Well, we're going to pick up on this story when we come back. It's another indicator of how America is just coming apart at the seams.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
Join me on Open Forum Thursdays, 11 to 1. World hegemony, new currencies, global societies, weather warfare, environmental agendas. Again, Thursday, 11 to 1, 1360 KHNC, Rick Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm. a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Hey, welcome everybody to the final segment of the Friday edition of the Open Forum. Glenn Tate, your host, KHNC, 1360 AM. The station that makes all of this possible. So this is the positive segment that we end on, and I'm going to continue telling the story about U.S. Bank withholding me from $500,000 of my own dollars as a closing deadline approaches and I need to wire money to buy a house, and how it's actually a positive thing. You'll see where I'm headed with this. So we get on with corporate at U.S. Bank, and we tell them what's going on, and they're horrified. I give them credit. Big corporate banks do something right. Their customer service was doing it right. So corporate is calling around to all of the branches of our area. They're like, well, okay, the town I'm in is not answering its phone, the branch there. But surely other banks, 4 out of 4, close the lobby phone. Yet the bank requires you to do certain transactions, preventing you from doing certain transactions. So after 4 hours, we'll finally get another branch far away at home and tell him to come into my town, and it was quite the drive, and open up that this customer can wire the money to buy a house. I might have mentioned to corporate that I've been a litigator for 20 years. I might have mentioned that it's actually easier for me to sue them than it is to deal with this nonsense, because it actually is. It's super easy to sue people. That maybe if I lost this house, I would have very specific and concrete damages, and I might have said, if all this happens, U.S. Bank is buying me my next house. That may have happened. So they finally get me in, and I'm able to do the transaction. Again, this is a rather routine transaction, I mean, for a bank, wiring money. I told the guy who let me in, I said, you know, on this building, it's got a sign that says bank. You need to take the sign down, because you're not a bank anymore. When you won't give people access to their money, and you won't provide a reasonable way for them to wire money, for something, I was wiring this to a title company in Montana. I was not wiring this to the Medellin cartel or some mullah in Yemen. I mean, this was a completely valid transaction. Anyway, what's the positive about all this? I'll tell you what the positive is. It's the contrast between blue and red. So in a blue state, you've got this train wreck that I mentioned, where I almost lost a house because they wouldn't pick up the phone in the lobby, even though they said they would. Contrast that to the red state. So I call Montana. I call the U.S. Bank in Montana, in the town that I'm in. And they said, oh my goodness, how can we help? And they went through a bunch of stuff. They spent a lot of time with me. And they said, I'm sorry, there's just no way. We just can't, just complete stranger over the phone, we just can't wire $500,000. I'm sorry, we just can't. And I said, I understand. But here's the real positivity from a red state. And I want you guys to tell this story to other people, because it really illustrates how people are different, generally speaking, in red states. The red state title company in Montana said, oh, honey, that's terror. Why don't you mail us a personal $100,000 and we'll... They would take a personal check from a complete stranger for $500,000, get out of a bind. When in Washington State, 4 banks out of 4 would not answer their phone and let me into the lobby to wire money. Our way works. The conservative, decent way works. It's that's how we're going to win. People are going to be... Our way works. Their way doesn't. That's why we're going to win, everybody. Weekend, and I want you to let me ride on and talk to you next week. Adios, y'all.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions, or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360khnc.com.
1360KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. Governor Jared Polis wants to pay students to get tested for COVID weekly. He's hoping that $5 to $25 a week will entice students and parents to get on board with regular testing and would allow this school year to go all year uninterrupted.
So it's regular surveillance testing. It's like what the Broncos did. We now have it available starting in early September.
Jerk off!
That program would be paid for with federal funds. U.S. regulators announced yesterday that transplant recipients, those with certain cancers, and others with severely weakened immune systems can get an extra dose of the Pfizer or Moderna COVID-19 vaccines to better protect them as the Delta variant continues to surge. Several other countries have similar recommendations. Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon is on track to reopen one lane of traffic each way this Saturday, but there could be delays as they continue to remove debris from mudslides and repair what Governor Jared Polis called the pothole from hell. Right now, dry weather is key to staying on that timeline. Two Colorado counties are getting access to expanded broadband.
Delta and Montrose counties are getting that major web boost. The utility company serving both has received a $10.5 million grant from the Federal Agriculture Department to lay new fiber optic cable directly to a lot of local homes and businesses. The new network will give thousands access to true high-speed internet for the first time. It's been getting local recognition as a priority.
When the pandemic really kicked in and there were all these people that needed to work from home and their kids needed to be connected.
So many kiddos in our district live so far out from the center of any community that it really was a struggle.
The funded service area of Montrose and Delta counties will include about 2,500 homes, three schools, and more than 200 businesses and farms. I'm Jim Williams.
The drought we're in will mean early fall colors this year. Peak colors should happen as early as mid-September up at high elevations. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
If you want the best rate for your mortgage, look no further than American Financing. Because at American Financing, they're in it for you, creating custom loans designed around your goals. Whether it's a lower rate, access to cash, or even a new home purchase, they've got you covered. No pressure and no upfront or hidden fees. Call 303-695-7000 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Get your West on in Wyoming's Carbon County. You'll find hot springs, cold streams, wide open spaces, and scenic places. Hit your reset button. Choose your own adventure. Explore our beauty in your vehicle, on bike or beast. Retire to a cozy cabin or a luxury lodge. Whatever the West means to you, you'll find it in Carbon County. Visit WyomingCarbonCounty.com for activity ideas, lodging options, and safe travel tips. Now's the time to get your West on.
This is a paid program and is provided for informational purposes only. Information provided should not be substituted for your own physician's advice.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show, hosted by Milan Vukovic, founder of the Tahibo Tea Club.
Welcome to the Tahibo Tea Club radio hour. My name is Milan Vukovic. I'm the founder of the Tahibo Tea Club. Without my father, John Vukovic, there would be no Tahibo Tea Club. My father was diagnosed with colon cancer that had spread to the pancreas in 1998 at the age of 86. He started receiving treatment at the Houston Medical Center, which is the biggest medical center in the world, bigger than Boston. Because of the size of the tumor on my father's pancreas was the size of a half a brick, I was told that there wasn't anything they could do for my father and that I needed to put my father's affairs in order since he had about 2 months to live. So, of course, I started planning a funeral. I called our friends and family and told them how grave the situation was and told them that if they wanted to see Dad, they only had a couple of months and they might want to do so now. One of the families that came to pay their last respects to my father came and brought Tahibo tea with them. They said Tahibo tea cured their brother from cancer. I looked at them incredulous, as if they were Martians or something. I mean, my dad was getting treated at the Houston Medical Center, and no one was saying anything other than to plan a funeral, and these people were telling me that the tea is going to cure my dad? But of course, I was polite to the people since they came to pay their respects. In any event, after they left, I cooked up the tea, and my father figured if he had 2 months to live, what's the difference if he's drinking the tea or water? He has to drink something anyway. So he's drinking the tea, and 2 months later, when they put him on a CAT scan machine, they thought their CAT scan machine was broken because they couldn't find a tumor on his pancreas that used to be the size of a half a brick. So they said to my father, you know, the hospital right next door here at the medical center also has a CAT scan machine. Since you already drank the contrast dye, we'll phone them and you can walk over and they'll take a picture so you don't have to come back and do it all over again next week when we get our machine fixed. So my father walked next door. They took a picture. They couldn't find any cancer either. My father is now 86 years old. He's been cancer-free for over 20 years. And not only is he cancer-free, he's in such good health, he takes care of my garden and even mows my lawn. I mean, I'd be embarrassed about it if he didn't enjoy doing it, and I know it's good for him. Our customers always get a kick out of it when they ask me how my dad's doing, and I tell them as long as he's mowing my lawn, he must be doing pretty good. The tea's certainly been a blessing in my family's life, and God willing, our tea will have the same benefits for you, your family and friends, as it has for mine and so many others. Not a week goes by that someone doesn't call in with a truly miraculous recovery. Bone cancer, brain cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, mesothelioma, leukemia, diabetes, you name it. And not a day goes by that someone doesn't call in with some type of a success, whether it's just beating toenail fungus. Well, toenail fungus may not be imminently life-threatening, but if you have it, you don't like it. The Tahibo tree is an amazing tree. It never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, the highest potency Tahibo comes from the inner bark of the tree where the arterial and vein system, called the xylem and the phloem, in the tree reside, which brings nutrients to the rest of the tree. And that's why we only harvest mature trees over 40 years old in the rainforest of Brazil. The harvest method we use is to semi-strip some outer bark to get to the inner bark without cutting down the tree and allowing the tree to heal itself so they can be harvested again. It's also the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on. So as a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. These benefits go a long way to helping our immune system contend with a lot of things it normally has to contend with on a daily basis. Parasites would be something like stomach problems. Inflammation would be something like rheumatoid arthritis. Infection would be any infection from a tooth infection to a bladder infection. Viral would be something like herpes. Bacteria would be something like gum disease or stomach bacteria. And fungus would be something like toenail fungus or candida. But maybe more importantly, what the tea does is build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for somebody fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as diabetes or cancer. In future programs, we'll discuss Tahibo tea versus AIDS, anemia, arthritis, asthma, bronchitis, other types of cancers, colitis, diabetes, diverticulitis, eczema, fungus, gastritis, gonorrhea, gout, HIV, impotence, infections, leukemia, lupus, Parkinson's, prostatitis, pyorrhea, rheumatism, ringworm, ulcers, virus, and yeast infections. One time a customer asked me, he said, boy, it sounds like the tea helps with everything. It does really help with a lot of different things, but for some things, for example, with the bones, calcium helps with the bones. The Tahibo helps with a lot of different things, but you need some other things also to, for a healthy diet. I'd like to talk a little about the proper preparation directions for Tahibo tea to be effective. Even though we call it tea, what you're actually preparing when you make it properly is a decoction. A decoction is just a fancy word for what our forefathers used to make when they used to take a root and cook it in order to release its beneficial properties. It's easy, but you don't steep it in hot water like regular leaf tea, but rather cook it like spaghetti. I'll tell you how easy it is to make just so you don't think you'll need a degree in physics, but you don't have to remember any of this because the directions, of course, are on the packages as well as in the literature you automatically receive with your order. You take a pot of water, bring it to a boil. Once the water is boiling, you toss in a tablespoon of tea for every 2 cups of boiling water. Cook it on high for 5 minutes, reduce the heat, and cook on simmer for an additional 15 minutes. Since our tea comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on, you can make a whole big batch, 10 or 20 cups at a time, leave it in the pot on the stove, and it'll stay good for 4 days without refrigeration. Put it in the fridge, and it'll stay good for 8 days with refrigeration, and you can drink it hot, room temperature, cold, or iced. The tea has a mild, pleasant flavor, kind of halfway between Lipton tea and green tea, but a little bit sweeter than either one of those. Our tea tastes so good that 95% of our customers drink it straight without putting anything else in it. Even teenagers drink it straight. So, you know it must taste pretty good. You can, however, add anything you want to the tea after you prepare it, such as lemon, for example. About the only thing we don't recommend to add to the tea is sugar. Not because it has any contraindications with our tea, but because sugar feeds virtually everything bad in our body, from fungus to diabetes to cancer. The other thing you can do to change the flavor and have some fun while cooking the tea, you can take any old fruit that you have on hand, like an apple, a pear, a peach, mango, whatever it is, slice it up, or take blueberries and crush them up and toss them into the boiling water at the same time you're tossing the tea in and cook it with the tea. You can also take ginger or a cinnamon stick and cook it with the tea. And because the tea naturally has such a mild flavor, you'll immediately change the flavor to the fruit that you're using. This is especially useful when you're giving the tea to a child to drink, because an 8-year-old has not acquired a taste for any kind of tea, regardless how mild it tastes. Tahibo tea has no contraindications with any medications, so it can be taken on an empty stomach, a full stomach, with medications or without medications, and with or without other therapies. It also has no caffeine, so it can be drank all day and all night. In my family, we all drink it like water all day, every day. I only drink water 3 or 4 times a week when I get tired of drinking a tea.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with Milan and more from the Tahibo Tea Club radio show in just a minute. But for now, here's a word from our sponsors. You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in 1-pound packages. A 1-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com, or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088.
88. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TheHeboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088. Dehebo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. DehebotClub.com. 818-610-8088.
Welcome back. This is Milan Vukovic, founder of the Dehebo Tea Club. My father's case was a case of colon cancer that had metastasized to the pancreas. I'd like to tell you about another cancer case about a man from Chicago. In 2009, he was diagnosed with brain cancer, specifically lymphoma of the brain. They immediately started chemo and radiation treatments, but his cancer kept getting worse. The chemo and radiation were not working for him, and they were making him sicker by the day because they're not easy treatments. By January 2010, he was literally on his deathbed. A friend of his who had heard about the tea called us and said, go ahead and send the tea to him in Chicago, even though it's probably too late for our friend, but for $34.95, it's certainly worth a try. So we went ahead, sent the tea to him in Chicago. We didn't hear from anyone until about 5 months later, this lady from Texas called to order the tea. We asked her how she heard about the tea, and she said, you know, my husband and I are originally from Chicago, and about 5 months ago when we were back visiting, our good friend Nick was dying from brain cancer. He was in such bad shape that my husband and I looked at each other and thought he was going to pass away that week, so we might as well stay in Chicago so we don't have to come back again the next week for a funeral. Well, Nick got the tea about that time and started drinking it, and he started getting a little bit stronger. My husband and I went back to Texas, and now 5 months later, Nick is visiting us. He looks better than you or I, so whatever it is that he's drinking, we want to drink too. I want to tell you that Nick at that time was 60 years old, and once he beat the cancer, he was feeling so good he got bored staying at home, so he went back to work full-time, and he's been cancer-free and in good health now for over 8 years and still continues to work full-time. I want to shift gears now and talk about diabetes. Oftentimes I get the question, how long does it take for the tea to work? If the tea is going to help, it's going to work rather quickly. In my father's case, it eradicated the tumor in exactly 2 months. In Nick's case with the brain cancer, it was about 3 to 4 months. Now, with diabetes and with all of the conditions with the tea, there's a healing process that's involved. Now, with diabetes, it's very easy to tell that the tea is working. Let's say, for example, if a diabetic is taking on average 40 units of insulin daily. They continue to take their insulin and they start drinking a tea. Since they're measuring the blood sugar on a daily basis to know whether to take 35 units or 40 units or 45 units of insulin, which makes a big difference, they'll notice typically that in 2 weeks, instead of needing 40 units of insulin, they only need 30 units of insulin. In 4 weeks, they'll notice they only need 20 units of insulin. In 6 weeks, they'll only need 10 units of insulin. And in 2 months, they won't need insulin at all. So there's a healing process involved because the tea helps the body to heal itself. And with different conditions, there's different healing times that are involved. With infections, for example, a tooth infection, you can get rid of faster than you can with penicillin. You can get rid of a tooth infection in a week. And what happens with a tooth infection is you start drinking a tea. Let's say you have a tooth infection and your head is throbbing like in a cartoons, like a bomb that's about to explode. You take a drink of the tea, you hold it in your mouth for 2 minutes, the pain will immediately go away. You can't even get rid of the pain that quickly with a Vicodin. Now, if you stop drinking the tea at that point, you haven't knocked out enough bacteria, so the pain will come back in about 30 minutes. But you take another drink in about 30 minutes. If you take a drink of the tea, let's say one glass an hour for 4 hours, you'll completely get rid of the pain. But you haven't still knocked out all the bacteria, so if at that point you stop drinking the tea, the pain will come back in about 3 days. So you need to continuously drink the tea for 1 week in order to get rid of the pain, kind of like when you go to a dentist and the dentist says, here's the penicillin, take two a day. Even though you're going to feel great in a day, you have to drink it for 10 days or so in order to completely knock out the bacteria. Same thing with the tea. You need to completely drink the tea until you knock out the bacteria, which typically in case of a tooth infection takes about a week to 10 days. In other infections, it takes a little bit longer. So, for example, with a bladder infection or a urinary tract infection, it's common to take about 2 weeks to completely get rid of the infection. But you get relief like within 24 hours so that you don't have the pain associated. Now, talking about urinary tract infections, there are folks that get chronic urinary tract infections. And what happens is they go to the doctor. Doctor gives them antibiotics. They drink the antibiotics for 2 weeks, and the infection goes away. A month later, the infection comes back. They go back to the doctor to get some more antibiotics, and in 2 weeks, the pain goes away. And what happens is they keep cycling on and off the antibiotics, which obviously is not a good thing to do, I mean, on an ongoing regular basis. On the other hand, they could just drink the tea. The tea is great for them for a lot of other health benefits as well. In 2 weeks, they'll be rid of their urinary tract infection, and they won't get the infection back.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in 1 pound packages. A 1 pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Our tea has no contraindications with any foods, supplements, or medications. It's naturally caffeine-free. It can be drank in any quantity throughout the day by anyone over the age of 3. Since a baby's nutritional needs are unique, it's not recommended for babies or for women who are breastfeeding or pregnant. The tea has a number of natural benefits. Some of these include helping to control blood sugar, cleansing the blood of cholesterol, and controlling high blood pressure. If you're taking medications for any conditions, please keep taking your medication until your measurements are at a level where your doctor has told you to reduce the amount of medication. For example, if you're a diabetic, you should be taking your blood sugar level daily in order to know your correct dose of insulin. Now, besides people, the tea is also fantastic for animals, everything from dogs to horses. One day we got a call from a customer who wanted to purchase the tea for the champion show dog who developed a skin disorder and for whom antibiotics had not worked. Exactly 3 weeks later, the customer called again to tell us the skin had completely cleared up and the dog was back at work as a model. I asked how they got the dog to drink the tea, and they said they simply replaced the water in his bowl with the tea. So it turns out that the dogs actually really liked the tea. About 3 months later, another customer called and asked if we knew that dogs preferred our tea over water. We told him we'd heard that dogs like our tea, but why did he think the dogs preferred the tea over water? He said he had three dogs, one of which was sick. Since he had multiple dogs, he also had multiple water bowls, and he'd replaced the water in one of the bowls with tea, and that bowl was gone first every day. So since the dogs obviously were the only ones drinking out of the bowls, he knew that the dogs preferred the tea over water. So it's really easy to get a dog to drink the tea. All you do is swap out the water with the tea, and the dogs will immediately start drinking it. If by chance they don't, all you do is put 2-3 ice cubes in with the tea, and the dog will think it's dessert, and by tomorrow he'll be asking you for the tea. We have a lot of cases with dogs. One time, a very funny incident, a lady called in and said, you know, she says, my friend has a chihuahua, and she heard that your tea was good for dogs, and she started giving the tea to her chihuahua, and her chihuahua doesn't shed hair anymore. So since I have a chihuahua, she gave the tea to me, and I'm giving it to my dog, and I'll be darned, my chihuahua doesn't shed hair anymore. And I don't know anything about chihuahuas. We have a Siberian husky. So I said, you know, did chihuahuas really shed a lot? She says, oh, yeah, they typically shed like crazy. So about an hour later, a customer from Dallas called in. And I'm talking to her on the phone. And I says, you know, I learned something new about our own tea today. And I told her the chihuahua story. And she says to me, you didn't know that? And I said, well, no, I don't know anything about chihuahuas. She said, well, she says, you've never seen me, she says, because I'm in Dallas, she says. But I've been a customer of yours now for about 2 years. And before I started drinking your tea, I have long hair. Before I started drinking your tea, I used to lose a lot of hair when I was brushing my hair and when I was showering. Since I started drinking your tea, I hardly lose any hair at all. And not only that, my fingernails are strong like concrete. I'd like to shift gears again, if I can, and talk a little bit more about infections. A man went to visit a dentist for a tooth infection. The dentist gave him a prescription for penicillin to knock the bacteria out and a prescription for Vicodin to kill the pain. He sped over to the drugstore, picked up the prescriptions, and couldn't wait to get home to take the pills since his head was throbbing as it was going to explode. On his way home, he called a friend from his car and was explaining to him what a world of hurt he was in. The friend told him to swing by his place and he'd get rid of the pain in exactly 2 minutes. He was told that not even the Vicodin would kick in that fast and that he really wanted to get home to get rid of the pain as soon as possible and take the Vicodin and the penicillin. Well, the friend said, you've already picked up the pills from the pharmacy, so you've got them with you. If the Tahibo tea I'm going to give you doesn't work, then start popping the pills. He went over to his friend's house. His friends had him take a drink of the tea and told him to hold his mouth over the tooth that was infected for a couple of minutes before swallowing. The pain went away. He explained to his friend, though, that until enough bacteria was knocked out, which requires drinking 5 or 6 glasses of tea in the span of 3 or 4 hours, that the pain would come back in about 30 minutes. But since he's drinking a tea during this time anyway, to simply take a drink of the tea and hold it in his mouth again for 2 minutes before swallowing, and the pain would go away. Unbelievably, this is exactly what happened.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TejiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tejibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TejiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, since our tea comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. And so included with every order, we automatically include literature about the tea because typically folks will primarily buy the tea for one primary reason, whether it's cancer or whether it's diabetes or whether it's an infection or whatever the case is. And then oftentimes they'll call back and say, this is really truly unbelievable. This also helped me with my rheumatoid arthritis or something of that nature or something different. One time I got a phone call from a man in Florida who is a customer of ours, and he says, Milan, there's something you didn't tell me about the tea. And I go, really? What's that? So, well, he says, I'm an older man. I have toenail fungus. My toenail fungus is completely gone. My toes are now the only beautiful thing in my body. And I go, well, of course, the tea naturally has antifungal properties. It comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on. And he says, well, that's fantastic. And I said, well, yeah, because, I mean, the only thing we talked about when you called in was with regards to your lung cancer. And as it happened, the man had lung cancer for 18 years, and he was receiving a radio frequency ablation for his lung cancer. And when he first drank, and after 18 years, he says, you know, he says, the ablation works. He says, you can smell your own flesh burning. He says, literally, he says, and after 18 years, there's nothing left on my lungs to burn out. He says, so he says, I don't really believe in things like your tea. He says, but you know, it doesn't cost very much. So go ahead and send me the tea. So we did. And, he called back about 3 weeks later. And he says, you know, he says, if somebody would have told me that a $35 bag of tea would get rid of my pain in 5 days, I'd have said you're crazy because I was taking 10 narcotic pills daily to mitigate the pain, and I never really did. And after 5 days, my pain went away, and I was telling my friends that this is unbelievable. I'm drinking this tea, and the pain associated with my cancer is gone. And my friend said, oh, man, it's got to be in your head. He says, that's why I waited 3 weeks to give you a call back. It's not in my head. The pain's gone. If you'd like more information about Tejibo Tea or you'd like to talk to us, just give us a call. We're located in Los Angeles. Our office hours are 9 to 5 California time, Monday through Saturday. Our telephone number is 818-610-8088. And, of course, you can also get a lot more information at on our website, www.tejiboteaclub.com. And the only tricky thing is to spell Tejibo, which is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O, and then continue with the word T-T-E-A, club, C-L-U-B, .com. So the complete website is www.tejiboteaclub.com, and you'll get more information there. And, of course, we welcome you to give us a call because, as you can tell, we learned a lot about our own product from customers calling us in with regards to their dogs, with regards to toenail fungus, with regards to diabetes, and with regards to all type of different cancer cases. And, once again, our telephone number is area code 818-610-8088.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with Milan and much more from the Tejibo Tea Club radio show in just a minute. But first, a word from our sponsors. You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club Radio Show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpus in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088.
Welcome back to the Tahibo Tea Club Radio Show. Our tea is effective against all types of cancers because it works through the bloodstream. And of course, cancer cells need blood to get to them just as healthy cells do. The big difference being is that cancer cells work in an anaerobic environment or live in an anaerobic environment, which means they live in the absence of oxygen and they get their energy from sugar instead of from oxygen like healthy cells do. But specifically now, I'd like to devote our attention to prostate cancer because 80% of men are going to contract prostate cancer by the time they turn 80 years old. And from the cancer cases that we have, of course, because so many men get prostate cancer, we have more successful prostate cancer cases than any other cases just because they're the most prevalent. I'd like to tell you about a couple of those cases. I got a phone call a couple of weeks ago from a man in Phoenix, and he says to me, I don't know if you remember speaking to me 4 months ago or not, he says, but I had prostate cancer that was aggressively metastasizing through my whole body, my bones, everywhere, and you told me to drink at least 8 glasses of Tahibo tea a day or more, as much as I could humanly stand. So I literally took that to heart, and I was drinking a gallon a day, which is 16 cups or more, he says. I was drinking so much of your tea that sometimes I was drinking a tea and having to go pee at the same time. But I'll tell you what, in 4 months, I don't have any more cancer. Now, in the informational literature that we automatically include with every order, it says, please give us a call to tell us about your case so that we can help more people. Well, one day I got a call from a man in Beaumont, Texas. And he says to me, I've been a customer of yours, for 5 years now, and in your booklets it says to give you a call to tell you about your case, so I'm calling to give you an update. I go, fantastic, please tell me. He says,
5 years ago, I had prostate cancer, and my PSA level was 1,200. So now, I'm thinking, I don't understand this man's Southern Texas accent from Beaumont, Texas. So I say to him, you mean 120, because we'd never had anybody previous to that that had more than 550. He says, no, 1,200. My PSA level was so high, they didn't want to give me any treatment. And he says, you know they're going to give you treatment. He says, whether it's going to work or not, just to collect on the money. So I had no other choices, and I started drinking your tea. And not only am I still alive 5 years later, my PSA level is now 1.25. So last October, a man from Saskatchewan, Canada calls up, and he says to me he's got prostate cancer. So I'm telling him about the Beaumont prostate cancer case, the 1200 case, and he says, that's nothing. He says, my prostate PSA level is 2100. I said, oh, my God, you have to promise to call me back. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to go ahead and write down your name and number on a yellow sticky and stick it on my computer. For now, if I don't hear back from you, I'm going to call you myself to find out what happened. Well, months or so ago, we got an email from him, and he says, you know, he says, I started drinking your tea in October, and I'm getting my PSA checked every 2 months, and at the two-month mark, my PSA level dropped from 2,100 to 100. At the four-month mark, my PSA level dropped from 100 to 10, and now, at the six-month mark, my PSA level is 1.75. So it's truly gratifying to hear from customers on an ongoing basis, and very humbling, because all we do is harvest the original tea. We don't put any fillers in it, and it's just as God had meant the plant to be. Now, the only secret to success with our tea, and the great thing is it tastes great, is volume of consumption. So you want to make certain that if you are fighting a potentially life-threatening disease, it's a race. You need to beat it before it beats you. So you want to be drinking the tea like water or instead of water, 8 glasses a day or more, which is easy to do since it has a really mild, pleasant flavor. You can take it on an empty stomach, a full stomach, with medication, without medication, and it doesn't have any caffeine, so you can drink it all day, all night.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tehebo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Now, I'd also like to talk a little bit about my least favorite cases that I hear about, and also my favorite cases that I hear about. Now, my least favorite cases that I hear about are people that previously had cancer of some type 3, 4, 5 years ago, and they were told that they're all clear from cancer. And now, 4 or 5 years later, the cancer has returned. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, if they just knew about the tea and they drank the tea, there's a good possibility the cancer would not have come back. Now, when a person has gone through the treatments, they're all really harsh. Surgery's not easy, radiation's not easy, and chemotherapy's not easy. And they've exhausted all those treatments and gotten a clean bill of health. Well, what it means when they say that you're all clear from cancer is they just don't see cancer cells. Now, because all of us have cancer cells in us, it's just that our body and our immune system can keep those cancer cells at check. So obviously somebody who has had cancer before, has a much more likelihood that the cancer will come back than somebody who's never had cancer before. So I emphasize to everybody that drinks our tea. Once you do get a clean bill of health, whether with our tea or without our tea, please continue drinking our tea after, because you don't want to have to go through radiation, chemotherapy, or surgery again. Now, my favorite cases are when I get calls from customers who have been diagnosed with cancer, and they start drinking the tea right away as soon as they're diagnosed. And oftentimes, it takes conventional medicine 2-3 months to get around to starting treatment, either because they need to get insurance approval from the insurance company, or they need to decide which form of treatment they're going to take, whether they'll do surgery first or they'll do chemotherapy first or whatever the case is. In the meantime, the customer has ordered the tea and has started drinking it. And 2-2.5 months later, when they get around to doing something, there's no cancer anymore. I just got a phone call the other day from a lady in North Carolina, and she says, you know, she says, my husband got diagnosed with lung cancer 2.5 months ago, and we heard about your tea, and we ordered the tea right away, and he started drinking it immediately. And 2 days ago, he was scheduled for a biopsy. So I called my sister and asked her to come over and go with me to the hospital, because it's a day procedure, the biopsy is, and that way she could wait with me and keep me company while we waited for my husband. So we went ahead and checked my husband into the hospital, and we found out where the cafeteria was and where to get some water, and got comfortable in the waiting room. And no sooner had we got comfortable in the waiting room than the nurse came out and she says, oh my God, there's nothing to biopsy. So those are my favorite cases, and we get those cases all along. So it doesn't matter whether you start drinking a tea before you start therapy or during therapy, or the reason we also have a lot of miraculous cases is that people go through all of the therapies, and at some point the doctors will say, hey, listen, you know, we've tried our best. But unfortunately, if we give you any more chemo, we're going to hasten your demise rather than help you, and you have 6 weeks to live. And at that point, if a person starts drinking a tea and they're not doing anything different, obviously the tea might be helping them, and we're just truly gratified when that happens. Now, another great case from one of our customers that's been a customer for 5 years, she calls to reorder, and I see that she's been a customer of ours for 5 years. And I said, can you tell me the primary reason why you're drinking a tea? She says, yes. She says, you know, in the promotional booklets that you always have, in the informational booklets that you include with every order, I says, yes. She says, right there in the staple page where the middle of the booklet is, when you open it up like a sandwich, you have about 30 things listed that the tea is good against. I go, yeah. She says, I don't want to get any of those things. I'm 79 years old, and I don't take any pills, and all I do is drink the tea, and I look like I'm 60. And she says, that's the way that I want to keep it. And I said, well, that's fantastic. I said, a lot of people need to know that as well, that it's great as a health maintenance to drink the tea. She says, of course, she says, it's too late to plant the garden once you're hungry. So, in that being said, please go ahead and enjoy the tea. It tastes great. And God willing, our tea will have the same benefits for you that it's had for my family and so many others.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word T, and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com. Or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DahiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088. Dahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. DahiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088.
Thank you for listening. The Dahibo Tea Club is a labor of love, life, and health. We only sell pure Pau D'Arco bark to make Dahibo tea. After my father's miraculous recovery from colon pancreatic cancer, I was buying the tea where I could find it and when I could find it. Problem was, even here in the United States, the tea wasn't easy to find, and when I did find it, oftentimes the quality was poor, sometimes it wasn't even the right tea, and invariably the directions to prepare it were wrong. Steep it. Well, you're not going to get very much if you soak wood for 5 minutes. So my friends and I decided to start the Dahibo Tea Club as a source of only one product, pure Pau D'Arco Dahibo tea. Our club is the best club in the world. We have no application, no membership dues, and no meetings. You only receive a newsletter or email from us when we have something new to report. To that extent, we would like to ask for your help. The only way we can help more people is to hear from your experiences. People with leukemia would like to hear about leukemia. People with prostate cancer would like to hear about prostate cancer. People with diabetes would like to hear about diabetes. And people with infections would like to hear about infections. Please call us or email us to let us know. You just might help save a life. Oftentimes I get the question from people whether, if they're healthy, they can drink the tea. Well, since one of the main properties of the tea is that it builds the red corpuscles, which bring oxygen to our organs and cells, it's absolutely fantastic for healthy people. We have so many stewardesses drinking it because they don't want to get sick. I mean, they're floating around in an aluminum can, breathing other people's germs, and they don't want to catch colds, flus, whatever the case is, so they drink the tea. I get phone calls, oftentimes very funny ones, from people that have landed at different airports around the world and telling me that this is truly amazing. I was on a plane, and I was coughing, and a stewardess said, as soon as I got off, I had to phone you to get some of your Dahibo tea. So the tea is used by a lot of athletes for faster muscle regeneration because of the oxygen. It's also used by a lot of folks in the entertainment industry, for example, that can't afford to get sick. These days, a diva gets $1,000 for a front row seat. If the diva's not singing, you're going to get your money back. In any event, the tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatened disease. God willing, our tea will do for your family and friends the same as it's done for mine and so many others. This is Milan Vukovic, founder of the Dahibo Tea Club. You've been listening to the Dahibo Tea Club Radio Hour. Tune in at the same time next week. We'll be talking about a lot of different cases. We'll also have other customers on the line that have used the tea. And as I mentioned earlier, God willing, it'll have the same benefits for you and your family. Thank you for listening.
Want to learn more? Check out our podcasts only on the iHeartRadio app. The Tahibo Tea Club Radio Show is now available on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just open up your iHeartRadio app and search Tahibo, T-A-H-E-E-B-O, and start streaming today. Our podcast will let you listen to people throughout the country who have shared their real-life stories on the successful results they've had using Tahibo Tea. The Tahibo Tea Club Radio Show, now available as a podcast on the iHeartRadio app. You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club Radio Show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo Tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at tahibotclub.com. 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
This was a paid program and was provided for informational purposes only. Information provided should not be substituted for your own physician's advice.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at AllAmericanGold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too-big-to-fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
The Almighty says this must be a fashionable fight. It's drawn the finest people. Where is thy salute for presenting yourselves on this battlefield?
I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland. And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Home! The English are too many.
Scotland! I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard.
kills men by the hundred. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arse. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that?
No!
We will run!
And we will live. Die. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Sorry, David Rockefeller and the globalist wrote books and white papers and founded the UN to carry out world depopulation. And for 100 years, they've been preparing the program. And now they've launched their program against you and your family. So on this Friday the 13th broadcast, I'm here to tell you, the globalists have declared war on us. It's time to declare war on them, or get on our knees and die!
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
It's Friday, August 13th, 2021. Friday the 13th. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I want to thank you all for joining us on this live transmission. I'll be co-hosting with Owen Schroeder and others throughout the next 4 hours. Now, I want to just get this out there up front. Even I am super freaked out by what's happening. I knew theoretically the globalists were planning this. I knew they were planning world government, depopulation, forced inoculations, lockdowns, all of it. We are on target more than anybody else in films, in articles, in videos, hundreds of them, specifically and exactly laying out what happened because the Rockefeller Foundation and others said they would do it. And I'd seen them do a lot of stuff they said they'd do before, so I took them serious, and I really thought we could stop them. I thought that this was so diabolical, so out of control.